Republicans. Republicans are slamming the deal as a job-killing tax hike. Second quarter GDP fell by nearly 1%. It's the second consecutive quarter of declining economic output, raising fears of a possible recession. Africa's public health agency says the continent still does not have a single dose of the monkeypox vaccine, even though it's the only continent to have documented deaths from the disease. The World Health Organization last week declared monkeypox a global health emergency. The Dow up 347. This is SRN News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Today, unfortunately, could be the hottest day of the week temperature-wise, although certainly being near the danger range on the heat index, with the high temperature today up to about 97 and the heat index near 105, if not higher. Any pop-up storms today will be few and far between, very widely scattered, isolated in nature. Tonight's low 75. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances are a little bit better. Still, not every town will get wet, but there'll be better coverage on the showers and storms on the radar. High temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be around 95. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. With less than 2 weeks to the start of the school year, more than 320,000 public school job openings are available across the state. 298 of those job openings are here in Montgomery, adding to what's now being called a teacher shortage crisis. MPS Superintendent Dr. Melvin Brown says the school system wants to partner with local universities to help fill the vacancies. And police are investigating bomb threats at local colleges. Auburn University and Trinity State Community College had bomb threats called into campus on Wednesday. A grand jury has indicted the man accused in the deadly 4th of July parade shooting in Illinois. On Wednesday, the grand jury returned 117 counts against Robert Cremo III, including 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. Seven people were killed in the shooting. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-0982 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You never get the second chance to make a great first impression. Here's how you can make your home stand out. Appearance, beautify, clean up, and clear out. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello there, Sky Mosley.
Good afternoon, April Marie. Seem to be chippering up a little bit.
Yes. Yes. The second dose of DayQuil has kicked in.
Just plus like mom used to make. Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Plus, I'm over here eating another fig and beet goat cheese sandwich.
You do have the the sophisticated palate, don't you?
I don't know. Is that sophisticated?
Yeah.
I could live on goat cheese if I could.
Awesome.
It's in that Connecta sausage dish I like so much.
Oh, yeah, man. An Alabama treasure.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'll let you get the phone while I chat. It's hard, somebody asked my favorite movie. Goodness. I like Godfather 1 and 2. I am a total sap, and you guys can call and berate me for this, but I liked The Notebook, that movie, and I know it's just terrible, but it is what it is.
I missed that. Do we have more than one film just mentioned? I heard The Notebook. What else?
Oh yeah, no. The Notebook is my throwaway. Like I've got it memorized. It's a really unhealthy relationship, but that's the story of my life anyway. But Godfather 1 and 2.
By that. How about?
Oh, they're so good.
Oh yeah, I mean that's just kind of the standard almost.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's so good.
Interesting.
And so yeah, so there's that. Some of Jeff and I's first dates were watching The Godfather. We watched all three together.
Not your all typical right. date film, but I can understand it. Makes sense when you think about it.
All right, Steve from Millbrook, how's it going?
Oh, good afternoon, April Marie. And if you wouldn't say that you had a cold or anything, we wouldn't know it out here in Radio Land.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
What a trooper.
You're sounding pretty good.
Thank you.
That's my work, by the way, mostly, Steve.
The question I got for you is, I listened to that recording you've had, and I think Greg played it yesterday, and I'm just curious, what is it that he's referring to that Donald Trump didn't have the courage to do?
That's a good question. He's clearly talking about January 6th. And
he's implying that Trump is pro-insurrection.
Yeah.
Therefore, anti-cop is the connection there.
Trump didn't do enough to call off the people soon enough.
I thought it had something to do with some sort of protection of people or, protecting life and property and things like that. I had no idea. It's still going back to the January 6th thing, which is a bunch of bunk, but...
That's their game, baby.
I saw a story. A friend posted a tweet about a story coming out of Tampa about a guy who was arrested related to January 6th, and he was arrested for trespassing, but then when they went to his house, they found other stuff he wasn't supposed to have. But what's interesting is the same outlet did two stories on the guy, and the first one talked about the January 6th riot, and the second one, the second sentence was the January 6th insurrection. It's the same exact outlet. It's just a radical left-wing young person who wrote the second one. And so her bias was clear, like, minutes into the, seconds into the story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you. But that's what they still want to keep distracting us from the midterm elections and,
the real issues of the country.
Yeah, there's nothing to see behind the curtain. Nothing to see behind the curtain here.
Absolutely.
Trump's a bad man. He's a bad man. Yeah.
They're going to lose the vote of anybody who has to stop and get gas on election day.
Well, you know, speaking of which, I bought a truck. It was 2020. It was August of 2020, and I was paying $2.49 for diesel at that time. And last time I was paying was like $5.69.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Crazy stuff. Well, I still got my diesel, but, you know, I just take less trips.
Yeah.
But I feel sorry for the truckers, you know?
Oh, indeed. And we're gonna pay for that down the road even more.
And we're paying for it, yeah. We're paying for it right now.
Stand by, though.
Yes, indeed.
Well, yeah. The Suburban takes the cheap stuff, air quotes, the cheap stuff. Yeah. But then my car takes the medium grade. And yep. So I can't really catch a break because I'm like, oh, I don't want to drive the Suburban down. It takes up so much gas. But then the other one takes more expensive gas. So it kind of ends up being a wash.
Yeah, I know. Because a lot of folks are going to think, oh, yeah, the price of gas has went down. Well, come on, folks. Get real here. Think of what it was back, you know, a couple years ago before we had our current president in office there. So crazy stuff. So, let me give you my birth month and whatever it is. May of... 5/20.
May 20. You got it. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. All right. Good talking to you. Be listening on the radio for y'all.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. I'm feeling much better now.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
No doubt.
All right. Let's do this. Let's hit our quick break early, and then we'll go to that D.C. mayor clip because it's pretty fantastic.
Stand by.
Hello, this is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy birthday, America. I'm Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. It's summertime hot again, so if Mama Bear's got that honey-do list for you, or you got a project and needed some blueprints, give BBD a call and let us draw what you dream. We'll help you deal with that heat. We do blueprints for as-builts, remodels, additions, or new builds, like those barn dominiums which seem to be the rage these days. Look us up on the web or check out our website at bigblockdesigns.com, or just call us at 334-320-7319. Have a better day.
Book your summer getaway to Washington, D.C. today, and you can take advantage of Montgomery Regional Airport's Buy One, Get One BOGO offer. Experience the D.C. area with a steep discount, a free plane ticket, and free parking at MGM. Simply purchase tickets with American Airlines online at AA.com from MGM to Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. Then, submit your proof of purchase to promotions at FlyMGM.com. Promotion valid on round-trip travel from MGM to DCA through July 31st, 2022. For official rules and details, visit FlyMGM.com/summerdeals.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
afternoon. We have made it to the final hour of Straight Talk with April Marie.
Exciting Thursday afternoon.
It's been fun. A fun few days, actually.
It's been an adventure.
It's been an adventure. It's been that's good. That's a good way to describe it. Well, one of our listeners sent me this clip that's almost too fantastic to not play. So we're going to play it here. This is the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Can you update us on your efforts with the migrant buses that are coming from Texas and Arkansas that we see seemingly on an increasing basis down near Union Station?
Sure. So we are very focused, and we continue to be very focused on having the federal government do its part and take the lead in addressing what we see as a growing humanitarian crisis with people who are seeking asylum, coming across the country to get to their final destinations. And we're going to continue to pursue federal involvement. Oh, well, Mark, I think you know we've had a number of discussions. We've facilitated FEMA's involvement with $1 million grant that has now been increased to work with our lead nonprofit agency. We've facilitated using those grant funds to set up respite center in a neighboring jurisdiction. And I've also asked the Secretary of the Army to deploy the D.C. National Guard to help lead that effort.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that request? What is that going to look like? Do you plan on, how long are you requesting the Guard for? Are you planning on like a processing center or something more formal than what's been going on the sidewalk the past few weeks?
Well, we need space and we need the federal government to be involved. So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate. The number of people crossing the border seeking asylum, we expect to only go up. And we need to make sure that there is a national response, not an ad hoc city by city, state by state response. We know that the federal...
Can you...
This was genius. Governor Greg Abbott, it was genius.
Now you know how we feel.
Let's pick all the Democrat-run areas and send... I say that knowing that Montgomery and Birmingham would be on the list. And send them to those areas and see how they react. How is the mayor reacting?
Call out the National Guard.
Yeah. Now, had you asked her about the immigrant crisis at the border, you know, prior to Abbott doing this, I'm sure it was no big deal.
The border is secure.
And now that they're in her backyard, now it's a little different,
it's a
right?
crisis worthy of calling out the National Guard. You know how we feel down in Texas and Governor Abbott.
In Arizona, any border state that has illegals crossing all the time. I've also like to point out she talks about refugees. Not everybody coming across is a refugee. Not everybody coming across can get asylum or qualify for asylum.
Not even close.
And now that won't stop them from having been coached on what to say when they're first processed. They'll all sure. say they're here.
Yeah, they're being incentivized and encouraged. It's an invasion.
It is
a government sponsored invasion.
Well, and I think they need the keep it up, right? Let's send more to Washington D.C. and see what if. The D.C. mayor and Democrats and maybe lawmakers who have to deal with this when they're in D.C. And by deal with this, I mean deal with the reality that that it is really harmful for communities and it stretches them thin on all resources, government and non-government.
Let them get a taste of their own medicine.
Have such an influx.
And their voters as well get to enjoy some of this. It's
absolutely.
Only right.
Absolutely.
Might take that smirk off her face eventually. Never know.
She's trying. She's trying so hard. They there was a they released through a FOIA request, and there was an email that Phil Kirpin posted last week that said that the feds were sending, taking the illegals that came and sending as many as they could down to Miami. So when DeSantis catches them, he sends them to Delaware. In my, like, how much are, this is ridiculous, by the way.
It is. It's absurd.
It is absolutely, you know, the solution. The solution isn't putting people on buses and planes and trains and automobiles. For the solution is to secure the border.
Like just about every other known country throughout history.
I can't.
Which is the responsibility and the role of the federal government.
Yeah. Let's go to the geniuses in House Democrats on the asking about guns and cell phones. And so it's this one right here.
This is my cell phone. Mr. Killing, it scans my fingerprint each time I go to unlock it. Is this a weapon?
No, ma'am.
Can this fire bullets that shred people's vital organs? This phone?
No, Congresswoman, it can't.
Then why should this device require more steps to operate than your company's firearms, which have been used in accidental shootings, mass shootings, and homicides?
Congresswoman, respectfully, your cell phone doesn't generate internal pressures of upwards of 60,000 pounds per square inch.
These fingerprint scanners are offered in some firearms. Some manufacturers sell this, and they work. Your company and Mr. Daniels' company chooses not to. This
boy, who wound her up and let her out of her cage? She's almost foaming at the mouth.
She's pretty angry. Her cell phone needs a fingerprint. Why doesn't your rifle need a fingerprint? Why doesn't your handgun need a fingerprint? And the guy is like, wait, what? What are we doing here?
I thought he was very patient and respectful, though. Sure.
You can buy trigger locks that that use varying things of technology. But tell me you don't understand, you know, shooting or even defense, self-defense. Like, who's got time to deal with technology when you're trying to use your firearm to defend your family or yourself?
Sure.
Hold on. I got to get my fingerprint just right on this in order to shoot the guy coming into my home, in order to defend myself. What the heck? Do you also understand that what a right is?
There's the problem right there, April Murray.
They don't. And then the other part of this is, why does your phone have a fingerprint? You know, you can disable that. If you have nothing to hide, just go ahead and disable your phone security.
Excellent.
Just
point.
Like if you are a lawful firearm owner and you're carrying it securely and you know what you're doing and everybody in your home knows how to handle a firearm, you don't need a fingerprint scanner on your firearm.
It's counterproductive.
It boggles the mind. She thought she had a gotcha question there.
Oh, she was chomping. She was ready to rock.
I gotcha. Why won't you put this on every single firearm? Like, well, you could just put a good old-fashioned trigger lock on every single firearm, too. It doesn't need to be a fingerprint scanner. But people will find a way.
They always do.
They always do. All right, let's see what other clips we got going on here. We got a couple other Trump. We did Trump on drug dealers. He wants to go ahead and just give them the death penalty. Let's do Trump on homelessness.
All kinds, from all places, lying along the roads. That's without the tents. And then you look at the tents and the homeless, and you say, what's happening to this great bastion? Perhaps some people will not like hearing this, but the only way you're going to remove the hundreds of thousands of people, and maybe throughout our nation, millions of people we're talking about, and help make our cities clean, safe, and beautiful again, is to open up large parcels of inexpensive land in the outer reaches of the cities, bring medical professionals, including doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, drug rehab specialists, build permanent bathrooms and other facilities, make them good, make them hard, but build them fast, and create thousands and thousands of high-quality tents, which can be done in one day. And you have to move people out. Now, some people say, oh, that's so horrible. No, what's horrible is what's happening now. Because now they're in tents, but most of them aren't even tents that function.
Donald Trump's solution to our homelessness problem.
Well, Donald Trump is all about real-world solutions. That's the world he lived in and thrived in and knows well.
Are you suggesting that the good Western states over there with huge homelessness problems and populations, that they're not necessarily addressing the homelessness population?
I am indeed, and I believe the president, the former, president.
He gets to keep his title.
Yeah, okay, cool. I don't have to worry about that then. Yes, that's what he's suggesting.
Yeah.
And he's right. Again.
Here's what I like about Donald Trump. I like a number of things about Donald Trump, but here's what I like is he's got us talking about it. What is the solution to homelessness? Well, we know what it's not. Yeah. It's not whatever the crap they're trying to do out there. And so, you know, how feasible is this idea? We're going to go put them on federal, state or federal land somewhere. We're going to go put in and then give them all the resources they need. Don't know about that one either. We've seen the tent cities that have been in big populations and crime is rampant and, you know,
drug
all
abuse.
Sorts of drugs and
many problems. Yes.
Many problems. But you know, and you look at, say, just the number of sheer volume of people and what, say, immigration has done.
Exactly.
And it is...
We can't take care of our own, but
yeah.
Let's have a government-approved invasion of people
well,
who can't, in general, take care of themselves.
That has been my position on the border this whole time, is it's not that I don't feel when I look at each and every face, especially child's face, mother's face, you know, every face that comes across. But I also feel for the children in the United States, for the American children, who, when they age out of foster care, are, you know, the statistics on youth aging out of foster care are so sad, heartbreakingly sad. The girls will most of the time end up pregnant. The guys will end up in prison or homeless or committing crimes. When we have the network to support our own with needs, our veterans, our children, our disabled, our seniors without any family, then we can go off saving the world.
Indeed.
Speaking of which, we'll have to talk about that Vogue cover shoot that is everywhere. I don't know if you saw this. Zelensky and his wife did a Vogue cover shoot.
Oh, my.
In the midst of a war, they managed to meet with Annie Leibovitz and do a Vogue cover shoot. It's a hot mess of a situation. We'll talk about that
incredible.
When we come back from our next break. I know. It is incredible. Back in a minute, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Give me just a little more.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire River region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto. Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
What's Working with Kia Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingkia.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Today, unfortunately, could be the hottest day of the week temperature-wise, although certainly being near the danger range on the heat index, with the high temperature today up to about 97 and the heat index near 105, if not higher. Any pop-up storms today will be few and far between, very widely scattered, isolated in nature. Tonight's low 75. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances are a little bit better. Still, not every town will get wet, but there'll be better coverage on the showers and storms on the radar. High temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be around 95. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We don't want to sell all the tractors in Alabama. We just want to sell the best ones. Whether you're mowing a lawn, plowing a field, or working the job site, count on Kubota and Capital Tractor. Together, we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My love.
rock and roll, April Marie.
Absolutely. Well, before we get back into the next conversation, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Dillon Rings, 119 Brown Springs Road. Just off Atlanta Highway. I got a text right as I was saying that. Man, they've got some gorgeous bridal jewelry. If you are looking for an engagement ring, they've got some awesome choices. And whatever your style, too, that's what's cool, is they've got everything from traditional to trendy, vintage. And if they don't have exactly what you're looking for, they can make it for you, which is fantastic. Also, another great option if you've got a loved one who has expensive taste and maybe you're on a tight budget, is having Josh recreate a look. So absolutely gorgeous options there. They also have wedding bands for the gentlemen. So ladies, don't forget about those. And also, if your gentleman has lost his bent, maybe he doesn't fit anymore, good time to replace him. Go ahead and get that done. Absolutely. Many options there at every price point.
Good people, too.
They're great people. They're locally owned. Always great to support those locally owned businesses. And Josh and Leslie are fantastic. Like the other day, I ran into Josh's brother. Just good people.
Yeah, they'll go out of their way for you. They always have for me. And it's before they knew me from anybody. They've always gone above and beyond.
They are great with loose stones. If you've got loose stones and you want to have them set in something, they can do that for you. So do go by there. All right, let's go to the response to Trump on women's sports.
Cultural issues were very popular in that room. Former President Trump went on a long rant about transgender Americans, and he used transphobic language. In particular, he was talking about transgender women competing in sports and said that they were men trying to compete against women, which of course is not the right way to talk about that issue. But what you saw there was sort of the belly of the beast, the Republican Party, that is the donor class, that is the people that are sort of setting the policy agenda. They were also most excited about lies. And I think that really sticks with me, because a lot of times we talk about sort of throwing red meat to the base. But this was the part of the party that might possibly have been choosing the next nominee before sort of it became about rallies and big crowds. And they, too, are very much into the lies that President Trump is continuing to spew.
My goodness.
The lies, such as calling a man when it comes to sports.
Which is not the right way to talk about that issue.
Which is not the right way.
Yeah, it's not the right way. It's just the factually, biologically, it's scientific, correct fact.
Way. Well, it's...
But you can't talk about it like that. Hurts my feelings.
Lips of TikTok posted the... rules of a locker room for a public school, and they say that people can go to the locker room of their choosing.
Oh, really? I wish I'd had that option back when I was in high school.
And wait for it. If a girl is uncomfortable with someone with a penis in their locker room, that girl should go ahead and seek counseling.
Because she's sick. There's something wrong with her.
She's clearly...
I love it. Okay. Now it's really... Even a blind man can see what's wrong with it.
Absolutely.
Gee. The girl has a problem.
The girl who doesn't want the young man in the locker room has a problem.
And she needs mental help.
Did you see, by the way, that Leah Thomas did not win Women Athlete of the Year? I just want to say kudos to the people who were responsible for that decision. Because what absolute morons to suggest that individual who competed in male sports and went through male puberty should get Woman Athlete of the Year. What the heck is wrong with these people?
I'm surprised
to be clear, when I say these people, I don't mean the transgender individuals. I mean everybody, the transgender individuals and any individual who believes that we should
pretend.
We should live in a fantasy world where the truth is it. We ignore the truth for the sake of someone's feelings.
Yeah, the let's pretenders.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Not playing. Not going to play.
No.
And if I'm not, and if I don't play now, apparently I'm mentally ill and should seek treatment.
You should seek counseling.
I don't live in a fantasy world.
Because you don't, you don't think about others and you don't understand. It's a lack of understanding on your part, Sky. What?
Well, okay.
It makes absolutely no sense. All right.
I'm still refusing to play. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
Fair point.
Take me away for reindoctrination camp or whatever they're calling it these days. I'm not going to play.
Okay. Do you know who Jane Lynch is?
I don't think.
Actress?
Jane Lynch. Hollywood is my absolute, besides opera, modern Hollywood is my worst Jeopardy category. Okay.
Get that out front. I most recently saw her on Mrs. Maisel, but she did Weakest Link as well.
Okay. I would probably recognize her face.
She posted yesterday, "I love women. I am a woman. I am a woman."
I like your version better, April.
I am a woman. I love women. I am a woman. Our voices are higher than men's voices. Women's voices can get into the annoying area if it gets too high. If you're doing a podcast, consider lowering your pitch a tad. If you think I'm being sexist about this, then I don't know what to do with you.
Well, good for her.
To which it got a lot of feedback, sure, including me, because a listener, I believe it was Sweet D, she didn't call as much anymore. When I started, she literally said to me that my voice got shrill at times and she couldn't listen to it. Mm. Now, we have long since fixed that problem, but I go back and I listen to those early months, probably the first 3 months, and I was still talking rather quickly and I had not gotten to where my voice, I was comfortable. And it went back and forth. I mean, it wasn't consistent because I was getting that feedback a lot back then. But the women who are offended by this comment about women's voices, and it's like, it's not like she's insulting you as a person.
She's just pointing out the difference.
She's pointing out that nobody wants to listen to it. And by the way, there's no context with this. So what I assumed from this is that she had been listening to a podcast and was like, this is grating and I don't want to listen to it. Somebody, by the way, responded, this goes for Ben Shapiro as well. And she said, yes, it does.
Oh, what a wit that was.
But by the way, I mean, women, we can't get bent out of shape over someone stating the facts. And I love the fact that she actually identified, hey, I love women, I am a woman, but our voices tend to be a little bit high.
Just pretending that everything is equal or supposed to be equal and everything is just gotten so out of hand. When what we needed to focus on was the original intent of the movement and Dr. King was more equality of opportunity,
right,
and expression of your God-given rights. It's gotten crazy. When history looks back on us 1,000 years from now, they're going to think we're all insane. I mean, literally, or at least are the people that are running.
A good part of us were
insane. Well,
when they find, there's a reason when they find a body. Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, people wanting to change this. When they find a body, they can identify it, right? We have found a male body. We have found a female body, a man, a woman.
They can do that with dinosaurs, I understand, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we can look at certain areas of the body and certain frames and say, this is a blob or a blank or a blank, right? And so I'm not offended by the fact I have smaller lungs or lung capacity. I'm not offended because simple biology and the fact I went through puberty as a woman, by the way, all women should, that I have a higher pitched voice. What is wrong with these people who get so offended by the God's honest truth about our bodies and our differences?
It may be the definitive word in your statement there was God.
Yeah, that's true.
I've long maintained that the modern Democratic Party sees the state as God, and they recognize no others.
That is a fair point.
If you look at some of what they're doing, it is anti-God-like.
Well, and did you see there was a teacher in Alabama that got in trouble? Well, that the left wanted to get in trouble for doing a lesson that included what Easter was. And they had given him a Easter coloring sheet. And I don't have all the details, but I saw a news story on it that was very lacking, by the way, in content, because the point of the news story was to act like it was a big thing.
Outrage.
But but it was somebody had a problem with the teacher explaining what Easter was or celebrating Easter in the class. And what the school ultimately said was, you know, within the context of teaching what other people believe or understand, we can say, and this is what Christians celebrate as Christmas. This is what the Jewish people celebrate as Hanukkah. This is what, you know, and so so that was the context in which the defense for the teacher was made, and liberals lost their ever living mind about it.
Yeah.
No, we may continue to sue, they say. Okay.
I go right ahead. Yeah, they doth protest too much. Even in a teaching of religion context, well, you better not bring up Jesus. You just better not.
Don't do it. Okay.
It freaks them out.
We actually have a good...
Makes them angry.
We have a good sweet
Why is that?
I don't know.
Are they demonic in nature? I don't know. But we may be creeping into biblical proportions in our ongoing struggle in this country. I don't know. It's going to be fun to find out, though, because I know how the story ends.
Well, so there. Again, these same people on the left are like, don't make a thing out of CRT. Don't make a thing out of gender ideology.
We're not teaching it anyway, but don't make a big deal out of it. Right.
Sure. I started to say, so we have, we've got a good number of entrants to Sweet Creek, but don't forget, or maybe I didn't even mention, but we're going to be doing tomorrow's drawing a little early, 1:30 instead of 2:30. So, call to get in if you want to do so. We've got one segment left in this show after this commercial break, and we will get down to the closing thoughts. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray. Back in just a minute.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Murray on News Talk 93.1.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, or Social Security? Navigating federal agencies can be tricky, and my office would love to help you out. Last year, we resolved over 800 cases and returned over $1 million to our constituents. Serving Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is my top priority, and we are ready to help you. Please visit my website at barrymoore.house.gov or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This message was paid for by the official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon.
It's like you're going to make it through, April Murray.
10 more minutes.
How about that? And you've been a real little tribute. Actually, you've gotten a little more strength and
a little
voice has gotten stronger. as we've gone along.
I got some ginger ale here. That'll help too.
Oh, that fixes everything. Ginger ale, chicken soup, and DayQuil. That's the trifecta.
That is the trifecta. I don't know what it is about ginger ale, but ginger ale makes me, it's like comforting, right?
Sure.
Like it's a very oddly, they did a great job of marketing. There's a big war going on with me and a friend over the best type of ginger ale because she likes the Buffalo Rock, is it?
Oh, yeah, out of Birmingham. That's good stuff, but Canada Dry is...
Canada Dry.
I remember Schweppes.
That's what I've got, Schweppes.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff, but we got to support the local Birmingham people, Buffalo Rock.
Yes. Okay, a couple things going on. By the way... just posted Mayor Bowser's statement reaffirming that D.C. is a sanctuary city.
Well, it is now, I guess.
On November 14th of 2016, saying that that basically if illegals come there, they're welcome. You're welcome in Washington, D.C., and now they're calling out the Guard. Oh, how times have changed.
They're getting a little taste of their own medicine. And they don't like it. They don't understand it. That's for you people out there in Texas.
Do more and more of it. Hey, okay, so you know how street racing is an issue, right? Particularly Montgomery, Birmingham, other areas. Street racers now saying, there was a video that went viral of street racers tearing up one of the places that was built around the World Games and, you know, doing basically like donuts in the area, marking it all up, whatever. This people who are behind the scenes in street racing and whatever they call that burnout stuff, they're asking the city, they're saying, well, we won't do it illegally if you help us find a place to do it legally. Since when is it, like, it, I don't, am I wrong to see this on the, in, as the same vein as crack pipes? Since when do people who do illegal, reckless things get to go to the government and say, well, we won't do it as recklessly anymore if you'll support us having places where we can go do this?
And they'll probably get what they're asking for from the city of Birmingham.
Well, what's cracking me up is so funny man Jermaine Johnson, the comedian who started the riots.
Yes.
He is supposed to be the go-between between the city and these lawbreakers. And I'm just cracking up at this. I don't want to hear one single person talk about Trump instigating a riot when this guy did, and the city of Birmingham just let him go.
Welcome to the idiocracy. It's here. It's arrived. It's happening.
I can't. Wait, no.
Ambassador Jermaine Johnson.
How about we pick up, we go ahead and the city of Montgomery announces that everybody who wants street racing can do it at this place at this time, and then they just arrest them all.
A little sting operation idea from April Marie.
What the crap?
There you go.
So, yes, here it is. Birmingham car community seeking arrangements with city for area to perform donuts and burnouts.
Okay.
What?
I believe anything. Anymore, or nothing at all.
It's a whole thing.
They'll get their way from the city of Birmingham. I totally believe they'll negotiate some kind of way for them to legally break the law from now on.
Possibly.
Yeah. Until somebody gets hurt.
Lord have mercy.
Then there'll be a lawsuit. On we go.
And it keeps going.
Unintended consequences. Strike again.
Looking at all my topics to talk about today. What are your favorite movies, by the way, Sky?
Oh, do you really want to know this? Because I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I've generally, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is probably my favorite film of all time.
I don't know that I've actually seen it.
Jack Nicholson. You've heard the quotes, Nurse Ratched.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Cuckoo's Nest. 1974, I believe, might be 75, but the guy that wrote the book, it was his actual experience. He had been incarcerated in a mental institution.
Oh, okay.
And it is an incredible film. Jack Nicholson at his very best. Elsa is, let's see, Danny DeVito, I believe. And
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty high up on,
excellent.
Pretty high up on my list.
Excellent film. Also, I've always Cool Hand Luke has always resonated with me.
I haven't seen that one either.
Oh, man. Paul Newman. Oh, my goodness. That's just break your heart.
Yeah.
It'll break your heart. And a cast of characters. Strother Martin. George. Who am I thinking of? Big man.
George Kennedy.
There, Terry Adams. Thank you for the save there.
Great movie.
George Kennedy.
Is Terry joined us?
Terry has joined us. Terry. He's on the spot.
Early. I just come in a little early.
He just likes to come in early. He likes to visit with me.
To hang out with you.
Yeah. But I highly recommend that. If you can stand it, I tell you, you're going to cry at both those films.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Really are. It's
great. Both are great.
Well,
movies.
I cried at Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Another
film. And yeah. But there's a little insight into me. One I'd recommend for you, April Marie, is Raising Arizona.
I've seen Raising Arizona. That's a hard pass to watch it again.
that's the true story of my second marriage, actually. all right, while we have a little time, we're just screwing around here for a couple of minutes. You're familiar with the film, what's the man's name? The main actor. I need it real quick.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to give me more details.
You know, in Raising Arizona.
The one who's face off too, right?
Yes.
What is his name? It's
anyway, I can't remember. But
Nicolas Cage.
Thank you for the save. But Tex Cobb plays the bad biker in the movie. A lot of people haven't recognized this, but at one point when they're fighting it out in the climactic scene, when he pulls the pin on the grenade on Tex Cobb, the biker.
Mm-hmm.
He also rolls up the sleeve on the actor, and they both have identical Roadrunner tattoos. Think about this. This is deep. Tex Cobb, the badass biker, was that bad part of the actor whose name I can never remember. He played H.I. McDonough in the film. But that represented his bad side, his demon, if you will, that he was always trying to escape from. It's actually a very deep film.
Yeah, we all have them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I just pulled up the IMDb for it.
See what happens when you ask me a question?
Yeah, we have.
You get an answer.
God, that
Mr. Bedell has arrived, everyone.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, there's a big deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All
you know what that means.
Dr. Bedell.
We are wrapping up today's program. Just in the nick of time. We will be back again tomorrow. And until then, stay out of trouble.
Keep a good thought.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with April Martin.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. economy shrank for a second consecutive quarter, sharply raising fears that we're already in or heading for a recession. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia shocked Congress by agreeing to a...